All right, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We are launching into the third hour of the program tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site for free, so enjoy those on us. Features, by the way, including things like the bulletin board system, the Shrine of Female Listeners, and more, all there for you at freetalklive.com. We're going to go ahead and take your phone calls about whatever you want. Let's go first to Scott the Bigot for your dose of hate for the day. Scott, what do you have to say tonight?
Good evening, gentlemen, Ian, Mark, and Nick.
Who will you be hating on this evening? Will it be the Jews, black people, gay people? What's it going
to
be?
I want to tell you that I agree with what you say. I'm not sucking up to you. I believe what you say. Your message intrigues me for a long time. It's been in my mind.
Really?
About how the government controls our lives.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you agree with what I say, that all human beings are human beings.
No,
and
I don't agree with that.
They should be judged based on, if you're going to judge them, they should be judged based on their actions and what they believe.
I don't agree with that, gentlemen, I do agree
because
with what you say about
you think that,
the federal government.
That people are different and that because of where they were born or the color of their skin, that they're somehow inherently worse than you are.
I want to ask Scott a question, so please.
Okay,
go ahead.
You should just ask the question.
Scott, so you claim that the Federal Reserve and the International Monetary Fund and the behind the scenes Jewish bankers are sort of the ones that are running the world, and these are the evil people that are creating the problems of the governments and all that kind of thing. And my question is how come there are so many Jews that in the Liberty Movement that have written against the Monetary Fund and for free markets in money, like Ludwig von Mises, Murray Rothbard, I believe Hayek, Friedrich Hayek was a Jew too. I'm just wondering why it is that Jews, who are clearly all in a big conspiracy together in order to defraud us all out of our wealth, would advocate for honesty in money.
I'm going to answer that question because the Jews can shift their grounds from being capitalist Jews to communist Jews to Zionist Jews. Getting back to my point about a federal government.
Did that answer your question, Mark?
I don't, not particularly.
Let me explain it to you. The Federal Reserve was founded by Paul Warburg. You've got international capitalist Jews that control the Federal Reserve, and you've got controls Wall Street like Goldman Sachs.
What about J.P. Morgan? Was he Jewish?
He was not Jewish, but you've got other firms like Kunlob that was merged over the years, other Jewish firms. The big boys. Of course there was J.P.
Morgan.
Big boy. But the big boys on Wall Street, the so-called big boys, the majority of them were international Jewish bankers. Then you've got international communist Jews, which is now epitomized with Barack Hussein Obama, Rahm Emanuel, David Axelrod. Then you've got international
Barack
Zionist
Obama's Jewish?
What's that?
Barack Obama's Jewish, Scott?
No. Barack Hussein Obama is merely a Gentile front for the Jewish communist movement. And this is if you're interested in this, you'd have to read The International Jew. Which
has he answered your question yet? I don't believe the question.
Right, he doesn't even know how to answer the question, but that's okay. Now, what about when are the Jews going to take over the government? I mean, obviously
have taken over the government.
No. When are they going to put a Jew in charge of the presidency? Why skulk about in the darkness in this manner? Why not just go ahead and put themselves a rich international Jewish banker in the presidency and get rid of this whole election crap that has got to be so annoying every 4 years?
Because the Jews are petrified of one word, gentlemen, anti-Semitism.
Uh-huh.
They want to have a front man. They've always worked that way because they don't want the masses to have a frenzy of anti-Semitism. They don't want to have pogroms in America that happened in Tsarist Russia in the 1880s, early 1900s. So they skulk around behind the shadows.
So you're saying that all Jews are involved with this, right?
Yes, I am.
What about people who are a quarter Jewish?
You're splitting hairs here.
No, I don't think so because I'm trying to.
The people that are quarter Jewish wouldn't think so.
What do you define as a Jew? What if somebody is, a fraction of a percent of Jewish descent?
It depends. In other words, if you have a Jewish mother and a Jewish father, you've got Jewish blood. You're Jewish. That's how I define it.
What did you answer your question?
Jewish grandmother.
What's that?
Well, he said Jewish blood. I mean, if you've got Jewish blood, well, what?
So 1%.
Scott, they see this is a difficult with the intermixing that's all gone on. You and I have had this conversation in the past. Yeah. There are a lot of people that have a little bit of Jewish blood, and it may very well be you, and may very well be I. Neither one of us know. So why? I mean, how is it that these people get their marching orders? Do they? Is there some kind of big giant radio tower where they get their marching orders from? Because I can tell you that
it's
most
Mark Harpin, Alaska.
Most Jews do not know anything about any kind of big conspiracy.
The Jews always control all the media organs. They control the New York Times, the Sulzberger family. The Jews have always controlled
so
the media.
So Ted Anderson, head of Genesis Communications Network, Jewish?
No. But you've got
but
the
right,
big,
you, didn't you just
big
make the statement that he's in charge, that the Jewish people are controlling all the media organizations?
ABC, they do. NBC, they do. CBS, they do. The New York Times, the Sulzberger family, they also own the Boston
Globe. How does John Stossel manage to survive? I mean, he's out there talking about liberty and freedom, and he, I mean, he's certainly not backing up the Federal Reserve or anything like that. So how does somebody like that manage to survive for 28 years working for ABC News?
Who's that again now?
John Stossel.
You're kidding me, right? You don't know?
No.
John Stossel?
No, I've heard of the name.
John Stossel is
he's
the reporter with the big mustache and kind of curly hair.
I want to get back to our federal government, which
all right, go right ahead. Spread some more hate.
I agree with your message. The federal government does control our lives, but there's one thing that you need to delve into further, and please write this down. You need to read the protocols of the learned elders of Zion.
No, I will not read your racist.
I actually heard that book was just a fabrication. That
I know
actually
you're
going to
say
written,
that. It's the Jews say it's a fabrication, but it's authentic. And do you know why it's authentic? Because Adolf Hitler in Mein Kampf said that because the Jews say so vehemently that it's a fabrication, that's even more reason to believe that it's authentic, to know that it's authentic.
You know,
and it is authentic.
Scott, if the Jews have been trying to control the world and advance the Jewish race so that it's the, you know, the master of the world, they really haven't done a good job of not getting exterminated in a number of countries, which has always been sort of a problem for me when people propose this idea that the Jews are in charge of international finance and government and media all over the world. So what about the Holocaust? They just sacrificed themselves
That's a very simple answer to answer, gentlemen. The Holocaust is merely a myth.
See?
It's a Jewish fabrication.
Just write it off.
To gain
a bunch of nonsense, all those bodies,
international sympathy
the
from the Gentiles.
The stories, the evidence.
So all the Gentiles who say that they witnessed the Holocaust, they're actually working for the Jews?
It's a fabrication.
Write me a check.
So crazy.
And the Jews control
the Holocaust,
media.
Too.
You're the maddest hatter. I think you may be one of the maddest hatters to ever call this show.
But I want you to read the pro. Do me a favor. Read
no,
the
no I don't owe you anything,
the learned elders of
Scott.
Zion.
No, I'm
you
not going to read it.
You have not given me a reason to do that. I have no interest in doing that. Give me the number one reason why I should.
I'll tell you why. Because protocol number 5, there's 24 protocols, and the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, protocol number 5 specifically discusses a super government that will control all of our lives, and I have it right here. That I'm looking for
who
protocol.
Who cares what somebody wrote down?
Scott, I agree that somebody's going to try to set up a super government, and they've been trying to do it all of the 20th century, and they'll continue to try to do it until we manage to get rid of this authoritarian model of government, and that a lot of people will support it. That doesn't mean that it's Jewish.
Right. It's like saying that, just because some... Okay, it would be like me essentially believing that all people born in China are communists, and they all believe the exact same thing, and they all read the same little book. The whole idea that everybody who's Jewish subscribes to this very same plot that you're trying to get us to buy into is so ludicrous. I don't think you've ever known a Jewish person, have you?
It's the international Jews, and if you think I'm a nut job,
is that
just look at
passports?
The U.S. government. You've heard of APAC, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, controls and directs U.S. foreign policy.
You didn't get to your hating on gays, Scott. I thought you were going to call and hate gays tonight.
You've got that's another night.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to
tonight
it.
On the Jews.
Good riddance.
Do you hate Eskimos too?
Oh, it's enough. Jewish Eskimos. He hates them.
Well, he doesn't like black people. He doesn't like gays. Doesn't like Jews. I mean, what? Who else?
Yeah, exactly. Well, he hates everybody except for white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. He said that.
He doesn't even really believe in Jesus.
It's Free Talk Live. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We have archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. You can also enjoy the bulletin board system, the chat room, and more. It's all there for you at freetalklive.com. And brought to you by SACL CAI. They have a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. so their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL, C-A-I, as we go to your phone calls about what you want. Let's talk first to Jeremy in Rhode Island. You're on Free Talk Live. Jeremy.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I kind of wanted to talk about, because Scott pretty much calls in, spews hatred against the Jews, and he lumps all American Jews in, kind of the same category.
No, he lumps all Jews everywhere into the same category.
International Jews.
And he talks about AIPAC, and with AIPAC he does have a relatively legitimate point. AIPAC has a very, the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee has a very strong hold over our Congress.
I don't disagree.
AIPAC's a very, very powerful lobby.
Yes. You know, but American Jews aren't represented in AIPAC. AIPAC pretty much, at least from what I've heard on anti-war radio, basically is the government in Israel. They pretty much represent the government's interests. I mean, even 70% of American Jews want peace between Israel and Palestine, and they're willing to recognize Hamas. So that's not AIPAC. What AIPAC wants and what American Jews want are two very different things.
Well, I mean, there are some American Jews who doubtlessly agree with AIPAC, but I think you're right. I don't think that what AIPAC lobbies for is representative of what, you know, the typical average Jewish American would want. And
it's not.
I mean, there are American Jews out there who do subscribe to, you know, a Zionist philosophy, which, in my opinion, isn't any better than a radical jihadist philosophy or any other religious philosophy that says that you have the right to kill people and take land because God says it's yours. I mean, I think essentially that I think Zionists, to a large extent, are no better than the, you know, Islamic fighters on the other side saying that God wants that land to be theirs. So, I mean, I think there are those people out there in America, but I think you're right. AIPAC doesn't represent the average American Jewish person.
No, not by a long shot. And I really do hope at some point Scott is able to find peace and, you know, look beyond just being, you know, full of hate.
I hope so, too. I really do. I hope they're
funny
for anybody.
But his calls are relatively, like, entertaining, but it's just because they're so absurd.
Yeah, he's ludicrous. And I do agree with you. I hope that people in Scott's position do come to the understanding someday through whatever means that other people are just other people and they're just like him.
And hey, has Paula called in a while or?
It's been a long time since we've heard from Paula in Florida. Long, long time. Maybe they got her.
Shout out to Paula.
Oh, no shout outs allowed on Free Talk Live. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line.
Nick, don't you guys interview Paula sometimes on
we did a couple of times.
Radio show yours.
That's right, you've got her phone number at home, don't you?
I believe we did. Well, Mike Barsky had the phone number. I think I could get it if I needed it.
Yeah,
if you wanted to check in, I mean, I'm not going to give it
call
to listeners, but if
right
you wanted to check in on her, Ian,
could do that.
I suppose you could.
All right,
maybe she just got bored.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Or maybe she's busy calling other shows. All right, let's go to Matt in Illinois. You're on the AMP line. Hello, Matt.
Hey guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
With Scott calling in, I thought I'd address at least one misconception that I've heard on your show.
Okay.
And that's that Jewish is a religion and a race. I'm Italian. My whole family, there's eight of us. We have the same mom and dad. My sister's Jewish. I'm not Jewish. I have no Semitic blood in me whatsoever. We're half Italian, half French, English, and American Indian. My sister converted to Judaism because the man she fell in love with was Jewish, and his family wanted him. His father was dead, and it asked that he marry a Jewish woman. So she went through the whole nine yards. She had to learn parts of the Hebrew language. She had to go through a ceremony and other things. And she's Jewish.
Okay.
Her husband, I don't believe that he is Hebrew at all. And Hebrew is the race. Hebrew is the race of Israelis. Her husband's Russian. The family comes from an area in Russia. He's white as a he's white as a daisy or whatever. He's not Semitic. So everything's so convoluted in that whole area because of the politics involved. And the politics is Zionism. Zionism is a belief that Israel should belong to the Jewish people. And then these people in Russia co-opted the Jewish religion 1,000 years ago because there was battles going on between Muslims and Christians, and they didn't want to get involved and wanted to kind of remain friendly with both of them. So what they did is they adopted the Jewish religion so that they wouldn't have to fight on either side. Kind of in a nutshell what happened.
Now, I have not heard that. I've got several Ashkenazi friends, and that's not what their understanding of what, where the Ashkenazi Jews came from.
What's their understanding?
That they just...
Yeah, well, I'd be interested in hearing that, too, because, you know, I'm getting this from one people. I'm sure there's a lot of people with a lot of different things, and it happened a long time ago.
And that's the point.
And it wasn't really well written down.
Nope.
It's not like they, you know, back in the Middle Ages and the... These were the Dark Ages because things didn't get written down. It was kind of all orally passed on. But tell me what, are these Ashkenazi Jews that friends that you have, are they claiming to be Semitic too?
Well, they basically what their claim is that their people moved, you know, to avoid some pogrom or something somewhere in order to, you know, settle someplace. And, you know, they just became sort of more mixed or whatever, but. You know, people would convert in, and they kept their traditions and things like that. So essentially, they're whiter than Sephardic Jews because there's a certain amount of white people sort of mixed in.
Right, and that's the thing. It's kind of like, I'm not Catholic anymore, but I was raised a Catholic, and I'm Italian. Well, you don't have to be Italian to be Catholic. You can be
just
Black,
about.
You can be Irish, you can be Chinese.
You just about have to be Catholic if you're Italian, though.
Yeah, just about. They practically make you when you're born an Italian. But and it's the same with Judaism.
Same thing hold true for Orthodox Judaism, though? Because I know Reform Jews believe in conversion, but aren't there Jewish schools that...
Orthodox Jews basically believe that you have to have been born a Jew. It's very difficult to, they just don't accept people converting.
I gotta say,
most Jews do not consider you Jewish if you convert in. Like, you're just the good white spouse. However,
thanks,
your
Matt.
Children are Jewish.
I appreciate the call tonight at 800-259-9231. Glad you guys are on the show because I have no idea about all this stuff. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert urging you to go to FluScam.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu, who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's science czar recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why OxySilver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death, all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. Pretty much anything goes here. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. Tonight it's Ian joining you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, including our Facebook profile. Just head over to facebook.freetalklive.com and become a fan. That's Facebook. freetalklive.com. Continuing with your phone calls about whatever you want in one quick moment here.
AudiblePodcast.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. Try them out by downloading a free audiobook today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's the way you get the free book, audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
All right, 800-259-9231. Continuing here again with your calls, we go to Scott in Winnipeg. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Hello, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
A few days ago, a fellow called in and told a story about his grandpa and feeling that he sort of felt a presence of his grandpa's ghost pressing on his chest, and he found out his grandpa had been missing.
That was
a few days ago, and then he found out that his grandpa was dead and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he has had this experience at nighttime. And I had a very similar thing happen to me a few years ago where I was converting to Christianity, so that was on my mind a lot. And for a few nights, many times over the course of a few months, I felt like I had demons entering my body. And I'd wake up, I couldn't move, and it literally felt like Satan was trying to enter my body.
Oh, my.
And I know, it sucked. But
was
I found out years
bodies?
Later. And when he said, talk about the pressure, that's exactly what I experienced. I felt pressure on my chest, like I couldn't move. And go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to add something in here. I didn't bring it up the first time the guy you're talking about called about this, but this is a relatively common occurrence among certain people. They will feel as though they're being trapped down by something, some sort of force that is invisible. And it usually occurs during the time in which they are not quite asleep and not quite awake. There's some little middle zone there where this can happen. And basically what happens is you're conscious, but your body is not necessarily caught up to you, essentially, to where you cannot actually move even if you want to. It's not because a demon is trapping you. It's just because of, you know, some sort of scientific place that your body is in at that point in time. I didn't know if you were aware of that or not.
Yeah, I was going to make the point that at the time, because I was converting to Christianity, my worldview was like demons and angels, right? So that's what I thought it was. And I talked to people in my church and said, oh, you know, they're trying to get you because you're converting. I found out years later that it's a natural thing. It's called sleep paralysis. Yeah. And when this happened, when I found out that this was a totally explainable thing, that was sort of got me on my path to questioning all of my religious convictions.
Interesting. Well, what were you converting to Christianity from, just out of curiosity?
Well, I grew up as a Catholic, but I didn't really go.
Isn't that technically Christian?
I believe in Christ. And then I converted to Mormonism when I was in my early 20s.
So was that when the whole sleep paralysis thing was happening to you?
Yes.
Conversion to Mormonism?
And I felt like demons were trying to prevent me from joining the church because I was going to change my life to Jesus. And things like
Was it the little guys that go around house to house that converted you to Mormonism? How did you
have nice ties?
No, actually, I had some family members that were members of the church, and I talked to them about it and was interested. And eventually, the guys, the missionaries that you're talking about, I started meeting with them, and so it wasn't a cold call. I kind of invited myself to learn about it.
So it was during your process of converting to Mormonism, which apparently isn't an overnight process, that you discovered this sleep paralysis thing, and then when you learned about what sleep paralysis really was, it led you to even question the whole belief in those things.
Yes, because my belief was very strongly based on demons were trying to stop me, right? Mm-hmm. When I found out that wasn't true, that just, you know, medically wasn't true, and then I thought, well, what the crap? What about all these other things that I thought were sort of spiritual confirmations, let's say. And after a while, I realized that all of them could be explained by medical things, and all of them were experienced by other people, and that's kind of, you know, started me on the road down to, I consider myself agnostic now, that's where I am now. So when the guy was talking, I wanted to, and I knew that you had talked about this before, and so I just wanted to bring up the sleep paralysis, that this is not uncommon, and some people, you know, I think it's just good to have the knowledge that it's a very scary experience if you don't
know
what it is.
Because you don't have control of yourself.
Yeah.
I can understand why that would be very frightening. Now, the reason I didn't bring it up when he was calling originally, because he was telling the story about how that tied into his grandfather's death, because he believed that it was his grandfather that was trapping him down. And wasn't he speaking to him to some extent?
He heard
telling
his voice,
him it was okay?
I've heard plenty of voices as well when those things would happen.
Really? You heard voices during
that? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard demonic voices, and I heard Jesus as well.
Wow.
What did Jesus say?
Well, what happened was when the demons were trying to enter me, I prayed in my head to Jesus because I couldn't move my lips or anything, mm-hmm. and then I heard Jesus say, you know, be at peace, something like that. I don't remember exact words. Be at peace, and then the feeling left me.
That sounds like Jesus.
Oh, and when that happens, holy cow, man, you're convinced that Jesus is, you know, talking to you directly and saving you.
What else would you think?
That's pretty persuasive. I had a dream before I did the show here tonight. I was taking a nap, and it was one of those radio dreams where I'll be getting ready to do the show somewhere else, and something will be wrong, and, you know, we're minutes, seconds before you were actually supposed to start the show.
That happens sometimes, though.
Well, sometimes it does, but it happens more often in my dreams where I'm in this uncomfortable situation, and it seemed very, very realistic. But, you know, when you bring in the idea that during this state of being that you're in, where you're conscious to an extent, but at the same time you're absolutely unable to physically move yourself, that you bring in the factor of hearing voices in your head, that really kind of makes things interesting, especially when we go back to the story about the guy who believed that his grandfather was the one speaking to him, and then later on, and his grandfather was telling him something like, don't worry, I'm okay, blah, blah, blah. Turns out that his grandfather had died.
Yeah.
That's one of those weird coincidences, one of those weird situations that just makes, you know, things that make you go, right? I mean, what is all that about? And you know, there are interesting, and I don't know how scientific they are. I obviously have not delved into the journals, but I remember reading about the, you know, science studying the reactions of dogs and cats to when their owners are coming home. You know, when you come home, you open the door, you've got a pet dog, they're there, they love you, they're wagging their tails, they're very excited, they're waiting for you at the front door. Well, they find what the, in many cases they find out is that the dog will begin going through the process of preparing for the owner coming home, getting excited and going up to the front door and kind of sitting down expectantly and that sort of thing. Before the guy's car even turns onto the street, in many cases, right when the person is leaving the office, the dog will notice, will know that that essentially the owner is returning home. And that's, again, one of those things that's just, from our perspective, we can't really explain what that really means. But at the same time, you just have to ask yourself, what's all that about? Is there something to that? Is there something to suggest that, you know, the animal is tuned into some sort of vibrational wavelength that transcends, the immediate time, the immediate space in between those two entities?
Maybe the dog just knows your schedule better than you do.
Maybe that's true.
Scott, do you think the sleep paralysis thing explains the whole time that I got abducted and probed?
I was going to say that has been theorized as being an explanation for some of these alien visitations, because if you focus on aliens, if you think about those things, then that's maybe what your experience would be. Like, for instance, mine was demons, because that's what I was going through at the time for this fellow's his grandfather. So it could be, applied to a lot of things.
I think it was a very real experience to me, and I've got to say that the aliens, they weren't the almond-eyed gray people. And they were, in fact, stacked hot chicks.
I've had that happen to me, too.
Yeah. I've had the sleep paralysis thing happen. Yeah, where I wake up either from a bad dream or just wake up. It hasn't happened in quite some time, but you wake up and it's terrifying because you try to move and you can't move.
Did you hear voices?
No, but I do recall one time, I could see a shadow and I wasn't sure what it was, but I couldn't react to it.
Yeah, I
didn't really know what it was. But
I saw lightning bugs once. They scared the bejesus out of me. I thought it was aliens.
It's terrifying not to be able to move.
They weren't yellow. It was kind of like a halogen blue kind of lightning bug.
Scott, thank you for the story. I appreciate hearing from you. And 800-259-9231. Certainly the mind is a very powerful thing, and who knows what it can do. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, just shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. One of the easiest ways you can help out the program and at the same time get all the stuff you're going to get anyway. You need stuff to enjoy life with, then you can do that by buying it at amazon.freetalklive.com, and you can benefit Free Talk Live all at the same time. So get the stuff you want and the stuff you need at amazon.freetalklive.com, and we'll get a cut. Let's go to your phone calls about what you want. It's Matthew in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matthew.
Hi, how are you?
What's on your mind today?
So you guys have been talking a lot about passivism and how it appeals to you guys. And I'm wondering, I think that both of you have said that you own a gun. And I'm wondering if owning a gun is at odds with passivism.
Well, first off, it would be illegal for me to own a gun. There may be, guns in the immediate vicinity of my house. However, I do not own one.
Gotcha.
So
is it at odds, though?
I don't think so. I mean, is putting holes in paper antithetical to passivism?
Putting holes in paper?
Yes.
Well, no. So you just
is
use
eating
it
meat. Is eating meat? I would never claim to have used a gun because it would be a felony. Please stop asking me that.
Gotcha.
However, is eating meat antithetical to pacifism?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
I do have a problem, though, with, I guess, supporting the weapon industry.
Okay.
That seems to be at odds with the philosophy of passivism.
Well, yeah, I can see where you're coming from.
But it's not necessarily... Not all firearms are necessarily very practical for use against people. I mean, sure, they could be, but, a .22 rifle, you're likely to be using that for a target practice or a small game. Very few people are going to, the weapons industry, personally, I'm not into the whole pacifism thing, so it doesn't really bother me if I am supporting the weapons industry. But.
Pacifism is one of those terms for me, like anarchist. I don't really necessarily think that it means what a lot of people think that it means. I think that to me, pacifism, and here I am at dictionary.com, is opposition to war or violence of any kind. And then you go and you look up what violence means, and one of the definitions of violence is where your intention is to harm, to cause damage. I think that if what your intention is in the use of force, in this case defensive force, which is the purpose of why most peaceful people would have a firearm, the intention there is to defend your family from violence. You're defending against those who would do violence.
Yeah, it's semantics, though, because when you point a gun at an armed intruder's chest and pull the trigger, you are trying to do damage to them. You're trying to break their body so they'll stop moving.
Well, I see what you're saying, but it's not my intention to harm that person. It's my intention to stop the harm from being done.
I think semantics is important yeah. in this circumstance.
It's the mindset that you're coming from.
Right. That's the difference.
If I go and I shoot the intruder and then I proceed to slice, into him with a knife unnecessarily on top of that, then I've gone beyond that and I've gone to the intention of retaliation. I've gone to the intention of retribution, of exacting a greater punishment than is necessary to stop the onslaught.
I think you're defining violence differently than most people would.
I think you're right, and I'm also defining pacifism differently than most people would, but I'm using the dictionary definitions of it, and that's how I'm coming about this. I'm somebody who believes in peace, and I think that if you're being aggressed against, it's appropriate to use force to regain the peace. I don't think that's at odds with pacifism as I understand it. But if your understanding of pacifism is, well, if someone's raping your wife, you just sit there and watch and cry. I mean, that's what I used to think of pacifism as. But I don't anymore because I've actually looked into it a little further, and we've had discussions about it, and we've read articles about pacifism, and I wouldn't define it that way now, but I understand why people do. I think that it's been misinterpreted. And I think that there are people out there that would call themselves pacifists that would claim that they would just stand by as their wife were being raped.
Well, that's what I think a pacifist is, because otherwise all you're saying is pacifists just can't initiate aggression or disproportionately react to it. You're still saying if a guy draws down on you in the street, you can blast him away. That's not what a pacifist does, Ian. Pacifists don't kill people in self-defense.
I think that it's
or
also
not pacifists.
There's a mindset issue, and I'm sort of in this gray area, Nick. I mean, you've got me on the ropes on it, admittedly, but I think that it's a mindset, and I think that the mindset is, how do you feel about violence? And I think that a lot of people who believe in the non-aggression principle, which is what you're claiming that we're claiming the pacifism is, are about waiting for that opportunity to use violence because it is fair and justified.
Yeah.
And that they spend a lot of time thinking about that. And I say that, A, it doesn't. Most of the times that they think about using it are worthless, and B, that that it poisons your mind.
Definition.
That's where I think the semantics come into play.
I'm not saying you should wait around and hope for somebody to break into your house, but I really don't see the point you're making.
The chances of a burglar breaking into someone's house around here are very slim.
So you are saying you're defining the non-aggression principle as pacifism. You're just saying that you also should hope you never have to defend yourself, and that makes you a pacifist. Even if you're still willing to blast a man away with a shotgun.
I see here...
I'm not going to blast a man away with a shotgun.
Looking again at the definition of pacifism, the belief that disputes between nations should and can be settled peacefully. Okay, that doesn't apply to us because we're individuals. But definition two, opposition to war or violence as a means of resolving disputes. I am opposed to violence as a means of resolving disputes. I would prefer to resolve my disputes in a different way, so I'm opposed to it. But that doesn't mean that I am going to stand by idly if somebody's raping my girlfriend. So can you be opposed to something but yet still reluctantly embrace it in a situation where it becomes necessary to utilize? Is that possible?
Yeah, I guess I wonder, though, if you take a step beyond that by going out and purchasing a gun preemptively.
Well,
what if you have a gun already and then you convert?
Yeah, that's how it works for me.
I guess I ask the question. I don't ask it in a gotcha kind of way. It's sort of a food.
That's what we're getting a lot of, by the way.
I think about it like I think about cigarettes. Like I think that people should be free to smoke and buy cigarettes, but I don't think it's a good thing, and I would never support the tobacco industry. I guess the same thing about guns. Like, I don't think they're bad, but should a pacifist, somebody who supports nonviolence, be purchasing and supporting?
Let me say I have a real tough time with owning. I have a tough time now owning a gun. I do. In fact, I've sold one of my guns as a result.
Well, I might take that off your hands for you.
I haven't quite let go of it.
It's not much of a problem for you, and I can take it with you
right
now.
I haven't quite let go of it, though, because I still like the idea of having one. I do like to go out occasionally to gun gatherings and, you know, shoot. It's kind of a social event for me. That's kind of my justification now, as I use it, you know, as a social kind of purpose. But I don't really believe that the gun is going to do anything for me in the event that something awful were to occur. I mean,
it does seem really unlikely that you're going to have. I mean, I'm not saying that it does happen. There are news stories where people are able to use weapons to protect themselves, and you know, I don't have any problem with a person doing that. However, it really seems unlikely that that moment in time is going to come along, and you're going to be able to put your hands on that gun when somebody's got the jump on you. You know, with the surprise attack, you're just going along with your life, and there they are.
Yeah, it just all depends. And up here in New Hampshire, of course, there's very, very little gun violence in the first place.
That's why I don't think people should really spend any time thinking about it. It's, you know, the chances of that burglar coming along and you having the opportunity to blow him away, not good.
Well, it depends on the neighborhood you live in.
I don't live in a neighborhood.
If you're a convenience store clerk, you at much higher odds than if you're somebody who lives in the woods.
But now you're saying if you are, and I haven't been a convenience store clerk for 20 years. I'm not
a
convenience store clerk.
You were a convenience store
clerk? I worked at a canteen in prison,
okay,
but we were reasonably safe from guns. I mean,
just so.
I effectively worked as a convenience store operator, though.
Well, all of your customers were armed anyway, so.
No. Correctional officers aren't armed.
Oh, really?
But people would take weapons
tasers?
From them. Nothing, no.
Huh.
You got a walkie-talkie.
Wow. All right. So hopefully that answers your question, Matthew. Did it?
Sure.
Big flashlight.
All right. Excellent. Glad we could help. Thank you for the call tonight.
Yeah.
All right. 800-259-9231. That would be the number, but it's probably too late for you to call in. Yeah, it's not easy. And
it is not. I'm on the horns of this, and a lot of people take it very, very, very personally when you say that you're a pacifist. Well, why if you were this? And they get all upset about these scenarios, these ludicrous scenarios that likely are not going to happen to me. I mean, if you look at where I live and look at crime, violent crime in that area, you will find that really violent crime, you know, sort of uninitiated violent crime, hasn't occurred there in a very long time.
If people want to be pacifists, that's fine by me. It's not a choice I would make for myself. But if you want to let somebody kill you, if that's what it takes,
I wouldn't come to my house with that intention. That's not what it means to me. All right, we're out of time. Back tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.